Now, let us grant him whatever he claims. Everything granted. So, outside religion, if there is a peace, then it should be acceptable, this question is valid. But if there is no peace outside either, then this question is not valid at all. If it is an irreligious world, which is creating more problems for man, then relative peace would be in religion than outside it. That is the main question to be decided. For instance,
he gives the example of communism. He said, look, they got rid of the religion. There is no such things happening all over the world.
No, but have they got the peace? That is the question.
Apparently, that's what he says.
No, that's what he says, but it's not what you believe. Please sit down.
I don't believe on that.
So discuss. Sit down, and I'll sit down here. You can sit here. Enough room for you, I suppose. Yes. The point what I want to make clear is this: that major troubles in the world are caused by the non-believers in religion. Much greater troubles. The threat of communism posed to the rest of the world, and how the communism gets established, that can be witnessed from the history of expansion of Russia and growing into her own satellites, extending her power into the satellites so that they are enslaved entirely. Whoever dares get out of Russian hold, how Russia treats that country. So what is that peace? That peace is closer to death. There are two types of peace available to man. One peace of volition and the other peace of compulsion. The peace of volition is that peace which does not have to be imposed upon you by coercion and force. And you remove all powers of coercion and still the peace exists. That is the peace of love, of human nature and a concord of one's views with one's actions. That is the true peace. If a peace has to be imposed you under the swords and guns, the sure symptom of finding out whether it was true peace or something closer to death is, remove the guns and see what happens. If the moment you remove the pressure, immediately the apparent peace turns into a great turmoil and trepidations begin to take place in those regions, that was a sure sign that it was not peace at all. It was like a peace which can be likened unto a patient who is being restless and somebody smothers him by putting a few quilts on him and pressing it from all round so that nobody can hear the voice or angry or the cries of the patient. So, that is also a sort of peace. Death is also a sort of peace. So if for the intelligent people, it is necessary to investigate into the relative qualities of that peace which is offered by various people and to find out which is the true peace and real peace and which is the imaginary and fake peace. This is how you can determine whether it is truly peace or something different. So why there has to be a coercion for peace? Peace does not require a coercion. They are antagonistic to each other. So the very fact that that peace which is offered by Russia also requires coercion to maintain that peace, that negates the peace itself.
What can you say about the basis of religion? When he comes to religion, he doesn't want to listen about the religion. He says,
no, but that is not the point. If somebody does not want to listen to the religion, I am not the one who is going to convince him at all, because Hazrat Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is told categorically that if somebody turns away, it is not your duty to make him listen. You can't do it.
Yes, the question is,
so why do you try to become God to him?
I don't want to.
So leave him alone. If somebody does not want to listen, Allah is not going to make you answerable for not he's not listening.
Yes, sir.
Try, and if he doesn't listen, turn your face elsewhere. Find a better soul, more amenable, and the one who wants to listen and is in search of peace.
Okay.
Yes.